Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 84, Abide in the Vine. Listen to what Jesus says, and let it sink all the way down. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Stay with that image for a moment. A vine, a branch, and the life, the sap, moving in one direction only, from the vine into you, not from you up into him, not because of your performance, not because of your effort. Life flows because you are connected. That is the direction. That is the thing that changes everything.
And what does it mean to abide? It does not mean being perfect. It does not mean having your life in order before you draw near. It means staying close. It means not drifting away. God looks at communion before he looks at your calendar, before he looks at your accomplishments. The branch does not have to prove itself. It just has to stay on the vine. And the fruit. Fruit is not manufactured. No branch strains and grunts to push grapes out of itself. Have you noticed that? Fruit is the natural overflow of a branch that is attached. Not accumulated willpower. Not sheer discipline working alone. It is the quiet, inevitable consequence of staying. When you are in him and he is in you, fruit shows up in ways you cannot quite take credit for and cannot quite explain. But Jesus also says something that ought to stop us cold. He does not say, apart from me, you can do less. He does not say, without me, it gets harder. He says, nothing, nothing at all. And if we really believe that word, if we let it land exactly as he spoke it, our surrender would look different. Our mournings would look different. Our grip on our own plans would loosen. Surrender begins the moment we actually believe him. And the promise, hear the promise, is not bare survival. It is not just getting through the day. It is much fruit. A life that abides becomes quietly, unmistakably abundant in ways the people around you will notice before you do. Real, lasting, the kind that cannot be faked. So here is what I want to ask of you today, and I am asking it with conviction, not as a gentle suggestion before breakfast, before your phone, before any task on your list. Sit with John 15 for 5 unhurried minutes. No agenda, no rush, and ask Jesus simply, keep me on the vine today. I don't want to move without you. 5 minutes. Unhurried. That is the act for today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.